Staying with elections now, we welcome back to the program Bill Adair, editor of PolitiFact and the Washington bureau chief for the St. Petersburg Times. He's on the line from Washington. Bill, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, John.
So we're going to do a little fact-checking here in the couple minutes that we have, and also sort of take the tone of the campaign at this point from the perspective of some of the campaign commercials. Here's a Harry Reid ad that we just got in, Bill. Listen to this, and just to take the temperature of the tone here.
She ran from reporters, and now she's running from the truth. Lying about Harry Reid in ads called misleading and false. Angle is so dishonest, the press calls her pathological.
Bill, is that desperate or accurate?
Well, so much for the hope that the campaigns would turn positive in their final ads. We haven't actually rated that ad, but we have rated several claims that Sharon Angle made. And the ad is correct in that she has had a tendency to really exaggerate and have falsehoods in her ads. We've rated five claims that she's made, and she's only gotten one better than a half true. Hmm. We've given her one half true, two barely true, and a false. This has been a theme in the Reid campaign. At one point, they put out a funny video called Crazy Juice that made fun of her. So this is their closing tactic.
Sharon Angle, of course, the Tea Party candidate confronting Harry Reid, the Democrat and the majority leader in the Senate. Todd Zwillick has called it the whole election is bound up in this confrontation right here, whether the Democrats gain or lose the Senate. Listen to this. Here's President Obama in his weekly address confronting Mitch McConnell, the Republican who stands to benefit, depending on how well the GOP does on Tuesday. Bill, listen.
The Republican leader of the Senate said his main goal after this election is simply to win the next one.
True, pants on fire. What do you say, Bill?
We gave that a half true on our truth-o-meter on PolitiFact. He's right that McConnell did say that, but he's missing an important bit of context, which is that McConnell also said that he would meet the president halfway. So we thought this was sort of a classic half true.
I love this next one. Karl Rove's Crossroads Group has been getting tons and tons of money, and they've been putting up some ads. Here's an ad they're running in North Dakota against Democratic incumbent Earl Pomeroy.
North Dakota's economy is reeling, and Congressman Earl Pomeroy is making it worse. While he should be helping us, he's supporting Nancy Pelosi and her failed agenda.
Now, is that a pants on fire or half true, or what's going on there?
Yeah, we rated that one pants on fire. That's just so ridiculously wrong. This is a case where we've seen a lot of cookie cutter ads around the country. Groups like Crossroads are running very similar ads in many states.
But let's be really clear. I mean, North Dakota's economy is great, actually, right? It's not reeling.
That's what's so funny about this. You know, North Dakota's unemployment rate is 3.7%. It's the sort of unemployment rate that other states would kill for. So it's so silly that they would put this up and really not check the facts. And you get the impression maybe there's a factory somewhere where they're sort of assembling these ads from the basic parts that they use in every other state.
It's like the Mad Libs thing we were talking about. It's sort of surprising. We didn't get time to talk about it. It's sort of surprising that Medicare has come into all of these ads on both sides of the aisle in the last moments. Well, Bill, we'll talk to you when the election's over with. Bill Adair, editor of PolitiFact and the Washington bureau chief for the St. Petersburg Times. Thanks so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.